Sports Betting Show. Come on, Matt Fee, Corbin Offices. I am Tone Dogs.
Baby, Tone Dogs.
Tony Dogs.
Tony Dogs.
Fucking, that's Bubblegum Pino. He's Canadian to say she's beard wonder.
Good fucking day, Tony.
Nikki Skates, how are you?
How you doing? How you doing?
Otta, how are you?
Hey, Tony, it's Pit Day. What's up?
Why'd you use your wacky radio voice?
Hey,
Tony.
Which one?
Big man.
Mitt, dude?
Yeah.
Do it again.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Yeah, boy. What are you talking about? I'm on the Spartans.
Nah.
Wow.
I did a lot of thinking about
you, son of a gun.
Something doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah, something a little sour.
Did a lot of thinking about tonight's two games.
Sour.
Boy, oh boy, do I not have a fucking clue what's going to happen. I do think I'm switching my pick, though.
Yeah, I did hear on Pat's show you fucking leaping off the Herm Edwards fence.
I believe the Fighting Herms. I think I might go to the Fighting Paul Chris of Wisconsin.
Is that a transfer? Are you in the portal?
Oh, he's in the portal.
I'd like to make a transfer portal pick.
Jeez.
Wisconsin. Maybe. I don't fucking know, dude. Don't bet on tonight's two games.
Nah, take fucking Michigan State money line.
Take Michigan State money line.
Just because fucking Tony found a sweatshirt. Don't let that fool you.
I'm on Michigan State.
Exactly. You're fooled. You fucked with your own head. You don't know which way you're going.
Were you on the Vols?
Nah, I didn't touch that game.
Okay, so it's 14-7 right now.
Let's go.
Vols are winning, and they just scored 21-7. Vols.
Yes.
How'd fucking Mac Brown the boys do?
To none of our surprises, the Tar Heels let us down.
That team was fucking poison all year long.
Tar Heels let us down again. Why did I go back to that?
I don't know. I fucking told you multiple times that fucking team all year was poison.
I don't know why we did not treat that fucking team like Oregon.
Should have.
They treated us the way that Oregon fucking treated us.
Oregon got what they deserved last night.
South Carolina.
That game should have been a lot worse, too. I wish that game was 60-3.
South Carolina fucking ran all over. Yeah. Okay. Good. We had a good day yesterday in college ball.
Yep.
College basketball, you had a good day.
7-4.
It's a good day. On the ice, you had a good day.
No.
Yep. Oh.
But Gumpy did. Gumpy picked
2-for-3.
That boy.
Vancouver, that was a good call there.
Coilers.
Coovers.
Coilers stink, dude.
Do they?
Or are the Blues are actually really good?
They are good, but I mean, come on.
Are we off the Coilers?
You're supposed to have the two best offensive players in the game. And
more importantly, how's the coin feeling? Is it okay?
Coin is
sick.
In the heart of it right now. It's bad on some symptoms pretty heavily.
Body aches?
Body aches, fever.
Fever.
How many days have it been?
Sleeping a lot. One day.
Two.
2 days.
Oh, it's day two.
Yeah. Monday, I think, is
where it's going to test tomorrow morning.
Well, tomorrow will be Thursday, Friday. Let's just bring it. We'll bring it back.
It doesn't matter
Monday,
because the coin's not vaccinated, right?
Yeah. So no, it's got to wait a couple days.
5 days. Going away.
Like, Connor can come back tomorrow if he tests negative because he's vaccinated. That's via the NFL.
Sure. Coin was unvaccinated.
Coin, however, just drinking chicken noodle soup. That's all it's doing. That's not going to help you out.
Coin, trust nobody. Okay, so tomorrow, Pat's show is 1-3. It's like a,
hybrid.
It's a hybrid show. We're leading up to a college football playoff.
It's a hyper show.
I don't know what Hammer Down's going to do yet, so we're going to treat this kind of like a picks Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready.
And we'll play it by you.
I'm fucking ready.
And we'll play it by you.
I'm fucking ready, dude.
Speaking of college ball, do you just want to start there?
Football?
Yeah.
Go on.
I will go.
Go on.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
If I go on? I forgot.
Nah, Jesus.
No, I forgot to.
Jeez.
I forgot to truly handicap. Wake and Rutgers.
Oh, that's
11 a.m. Wake and Rutgers.
Dude, it's just Wake.
As much as I hate to do it, I think it's Wake.
Fuck you guys. All fucking my duty. I stand with fucking Shiano, man.
I mean,
dude,
that's a lot of points.
How many is it?
16 and a half.
Should be 20. Should be. Fucking Rutgers didn't.
Rutgers.
Rutgers went home for a month.
I don't know. Those,
they might got fresh
the Big
legs.
Ten schools are on weird trimesters, I think.
That's Pac-12.
Give me 16 and a half, dude.
You think the Pac-12 is the only fucking conference that does trimesters, dude?
I know a lot of people that went to Purdue and IU, and none of them had ever trimester schedule.
He's tapped in.
I know the MAC is trimester.
No, it's not. Miami of Ohio doesn't do it, and neither does Ball State.
I can tell you OU does.
Okay. I don't even know what school that is.
Ohio, dude. What are we talking about? You don't disrespect the Bobcats. Ohio, fucking disrespect
the Green Ohio?
Yeah. The Bobcats.
Kitty cats.
Let's just chalk it up as we have no idea if Rutgers is on trimester.
Give me the points. Fucking, I'll die with Rutgers one last time.
Also, why the fuck would trimesters even fucking matter? It's a gambling show. It's football.
Yeah, because you have to take everything in. We don't know if they were in school or not.
I hate gambling.
As someone who went to school in the MAC at Ball State, chirp, chirp, we did not have trimesters.
Okay. I know. Oh, you did. So.
I mean, Shiano Man's been flying around in copters. I'm sure he's got the boys fucking training a couple times a week.
I would assume so as well.
I don't think they'd take the game if...
So they went on to their recruiting schedule, like the coaches and stuff. They went on to their recruiting schedule, and then it got stopped, and they had to get back into game plan schedule,
basically. Okay, so Rutgers is in fall and spring semester. Maybe.
So they're on break.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, these guys have been playing football their whole lives, dude.
Give me Wake.
Sometimes you fucking...
That's
you
too just much. Strap the pads. I would love to not pick this game,
sometimes
but
you just strap the pads on and play ball, and sometimes it works out.
You know what? 62 is too many points. Give me the under.
Okay. Whoa. That's better. That's fucking better.
It's too many points. We know Rutgers offense. Unless they found something out.
Hey, they might have it. They might have some secret weapon
in there. Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't fucking cap this one. Wazoo's playing Central Michigan tomorrow.
Pardon?
Who was Wazoo originally against? Where is it? Wake, Texas A&M. Miami. Miami and Wazoo, and I had Wazoo plus the 3. What's the line on this one?
Did Central Michigan's plus 6.5.
Give me Wazoo.
Central Michigan is very bad.
Give me Wazoo.
Wazoo.
Washington State also did lose to Montana earlier this year.
Well, that's when they had the coach, and then the coach got fired because he wouldn't get the vaccine.
Oh, yeah. I think that the players all liked that coach.
But I'm saying they played much better down the stretch.
All right.
Okay. Good luck on the first two games tomorrow. 3:30, Cincy, Bama. I'm going to take Cincy plus the 13.5 and sprinkle Cincy money line. Yikes.
Yeah, I'm taking the over. 57.
Okay.
That's the play. And I'm rooting for Cincinnati. I'm sprinkling Cincinnati money line. I don't bet against Bama, though.
You just sprinkled Cincy money line.
Yeah. See, that's
not a real bet.
You're right.
It's not a real bet.
It's not a real sprinkle.
Plus, there's some rumors of COVID going on.
We've been hearing these fucking rumors for 2 weeks, dude. Who do you think's putting them out there?
You think Cincy's putting them out there?
No.
You think Bama's putting them out there? Save it and play in witchcraft.
Yeah. What's it, 13.5?
Yes. Tough one, huh?
I hate Saban.
Okay. Ruin the Dolphins.
No, we didn't need help there. He didn't, he didn't need help from
he
him. He fucked us over. He lied. He's a liar. Yeah, this one's with my heart. Give me fucking Cincy in the points.
Okay. You know, after seeing how much public's on Wisconsin, maybe I'm back on Arizona State tonight.
Oh, this fucking guy. Fucking wear a flip-flop hoodie in tomorrow, dude. Jesus.
All right.
I'm going to mix it. No.
I'm going to tease.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to tease Bama and Georgia. 5-point tease. Get Bama down to 8.5. Get Georgia down to 2.5.
Okay.
I love
plus 137.
Okay. Speaking of Bama and Georgia, 7.5 is the line. You're going Georgia.
What's that?
You're going Georgia.
Probably alt spread minus 21.
Okay.
I like that.
I mean, I'm laying the points with Georgia. I mean, we all forgot just because Bama smacked them in the mouth how good this Georgia team has been this year.
True.
Despite what Ocho may have said yesterday.
What did Ocho say yesterday?
They shouldn't be in the playoff.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Why? Because they haven't played anyone really?
Because all the teams that they beat that were ranked were no longer ranked at the end of the year.
Okay.
Oh, really? Yeah. Which Ocho was this?
Sam.
Emmanuel.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Fox. Oh, the bad Fox football player.
Head Hacho.
Oh, Head Hacho.
Head Hacho. I don't know. I don't see it. If Michigan can't run the ball against Georgia, what the fuck are they going to do?
Correct. I agree.
You know?
Same. Both. I mean, the total on this.
What is it?
Obviously, you know I'd like the under here for... Where is it?
Holy shit. Live under of 84.5 right now. Purdue, Tennessee.
Where the fuck is Michigan at?
That one is 45.5. It's juiced 115 to the under.
Yeah, because both this is, I feel like this is similar to Clemson Iowa State, where both the defenses are dominant over the offenses. I'll probably, you know what, I'm going to sprinkle. Nope, not going to sprinkle. It's my pick. Michigan with the points and the under.
Huh? Fucking Aaron Lennon just scored for Burnley.
Had to be done.
I didn't know Aaron Lennon was still in the Premier League.
Okay. Saturday, in case these happen, Arkansas over Penn State.
Yeah, Arkansas plus 2.5.
Even though everyone and their mom's on Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Money line.
Huh?
Oklahoma State money line.
Are they wearing the black tarps?
We'll find out. I don't know.
If they're wearing the black tarps, I'm concerned.
Let's get coach. New coach a fucking win here. Notre Dame.
Feels like Oklahoma State looked like shit against Baylor.
I like Kentucky over Iowa. I don't think you agree with that one.
No, I'll take 2.5 with Iowa, please.
I am going to take Utah and the points against Ohio State.
What's it at? Still 6.5?
4.5. I would like Ohio State there.
Yeah, give me 4.5.
That is a change. I got it earlier when it was 6.5. You know, fuck it. I'm sticking with the Utes.
Yeah, I like that. I like Ohio State there. That's beautiful.
And then Baylor and Ole Miss. Who did I have originally?
I got Ole Miss money line, please and thank you. Please.
Oh, I took the under originally. Who did you say?
Ole Miss money line. Corral's playing, right?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
That
Baylor team.
I know.
I mean, they fucking.
You know what? I'll go.
You throw Baylor with Oregon, dude. That team's fucked me all year.
I'll go Ole Miss. Okay. So that's Thursday, or that's tomorrow and Saturday.
That's bowl season.
And then we got one more game on Tuesday.
What fucking bowl game is getting played on Tuesday with LSU?
Fucking Tax Act Texas Bowl, dude. LSU and K-State.
Yeah, both those teams kind of stuck.
There's always that late, the very last bowl game.
You got half it.
My Pitt team was in it one year.
Is that the game?
I think it was against Oregon State. And I
you
think
fucking let this happen game, back there? You're going to let this happen?
The fuck is this? The proud pit alone.
It's whatever, dude. Duquesne, little brother complex.
Whoa.
Shit.
Dude.
The Dukes,
fucking play
dude.
Us, dude. NFL. Let's get into it. Raiders, Colts, line is 7. Anyone doing anything here? I am not.
Is it 7?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
7 feels rich. I took it at -5.5. I don't feel like laying 7.
Okay. Anyone?
Although, Raiders can't stop the run, can they?
Let me check. Let me see what their fucking run D.
Raiders stink on the road.
We're talking Colts in Vegas.
Colts covered 4 last 5.
That's not just that. Vegas against the run. They're 12th.
Not really.
Not terrible.
Wow.
Not bad. I'm gonna stay away from that one.
7's a little high, but I like it. I'm gonna take it probably.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, give me the Colts.
Okay.
Yeah, give me the Colts. Give me the Colts -7. Don't care.
Giants are +5.5 going to Chicago. If you remember yesterday, I said I'm off of this game.
There's really only one thing you can do with this game, and you can pick it up, and you can throw it directly in the fucking trash.
I agree with you. So I'm glad you said that, because I'm going to stay away.
I might bet the under.
There's only fun. One side if you're taking if this Fields game.
That you is could. If Fields was playing,
seems I would, like he is. Oof. Just you know, maybe just hold off. With more information,
that Giants team is fucking something bad. Else, dude.
They're pretty bad right now.
Bears just beat the Seahawks.
Yeah, they did.
What's his name? We'll start Dalton. Oh no, where's Foles? Foles get another go?
No, I think fucking 21-10. I think Fields is practicing, so assume he goes. Anyone else doing anything in that game?
Yeah. No, no, that game stinks, dude.
Bucks minus the 13 at the Jets.
I'll take the 13. Don't care.
I'm with you here, pal.
Pardon?
I'm taking the 13. Laying the 13.
Hell,
I'm on the Bucks.
Give me the Bucks minus 13. Beat the shit out of the Jets.
Give me Antonio Brown anytime touchdown.
That's fucking give me the team. Bucks minus 13. You heard us.
Antonio Brown anytime Bucks. Touchdown and Bucks to win.
Hurt. Hurt. You don't like it, Paul?
What's that?
You don't like it?
No, I fucking hate pig spreads. I love pigs. Especially hate laying them.
Hey, I hate them
too. I got no problem taking. I ain't laying them.
No, you know I did too. But I'm on two of them this week, so. Yikesies, yikesies. Bills. Fuck. Oh, okay. There's Bills 14.5 against the Falcons. I'm laying this one too. Yes, I just took a minus 13 or minus 12.5 and a fucking.
What has 14. Happened to Tony?
I don't know.
Tony Dogs.
This is week 17.
Tony fucking this is when you, Dogs.
This is when you could do it because teams like.
Man, that's not
the,
terrible.
The Falcons are technically still in the fuck playoffs. Fuck off. Front,
I know they are.
I'm going to take a flyer here. Falcons money line.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Woo. Matt Ryan's stuff. Not that bad.
I don't like how many favorites I'm on. Trust me, I don't.
That's good stuff. You taking the Eagles too, aren't you?
3.5. Eagles minus 3.5 at the football team. I'm going to buy a point or half a point down to 3.
Still, we're still splitting. Is Kyle Allen still playing?
I don't know.
What's his name's out for the Eagles, right?
Oh.
Running back?
Miles Sanders, yeah. He's been in and out all
Boogie
year.
Boogie Miles? I don't think it matters. Who's I want to take Washington, but fuck that.
I would take Washington if there weren't the Kyle Allen might play rumors going on.
Is that
on.
Still out there? Does anybody
I,
know?
Just hearing that, it's just like, dude, what the fuck?
Okay.
Exactly.
It's the NFL. Fuck? Like, it's not... We're in regular season games. This isn't preseason. We're not just trying people out just to fucking try them out. Go and win the fucking game.
Oh, he makes a good point. What you're saying
there, man. Chiefs and Bengals. I was on the Bengals earlier in the week, but I'm just going to watch this one.
Give me the Chiefs. There's minus no way. 5.5.
There's no way Kyle Allen's playing.
Why? Because he was sick?
He said just said he wore during warm-ups, he had to cut it short after 20 minutes because he was too tired.
Yeah. So probably Heineke.
Nice.
What are we doing, fucking Ron? Jeez.
What, Ron wants to evaluate that guy? What's the...
Like, what did Heineke do?
Ron's he's always... good. Ron Kyle Allen was with him in Carolina.
Yeah, he's his little sidekick.
This guy.
Fuck that game. Okay. This one? Give me Bengals plus 5.5.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Ooh. You what's know up here, Tony?
I'm not on a dog. So I'm going to... I'm back on the Bengals.
Bengals 4-1 ATS versus teams with a winning record this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the 5.5. I like that. What was okay. Cause it? Because it wasn't 4 so, yeah. earlier.
So. They're open to 3.5.
Yeah. So, okay.
That's the one.
I think the Chiefs are really hitting their stride right now. I'm going minus the 5.5. I'm going against you guys.
I'm worried about that as well. Jags are at the Pats. The line is 16.5. I'm going to stay away from this one.
No thanks.
This Jags team could be one of the worst teams of all time.
Yeah. It's not good. Oh, I did have a pick in this one.
Let's see
if it's out yet.
Is the team total points for New England out?
Yes.
How much is that?
29.
Oh, fucking hammer that.
12.5 for the Jags. I'm going to take Trevor Lawrence under whatever his passing total is.
100?
If it's 100, I probably won't take it.
I would consider it.
If it's 210, 212, give me the under.
There's no.
What about like 195, Tony?
Let's see if it's 212.
Is he throwing for over 200 this year?
I believe he has. I believe he has.
Probably.
So no one else got anything on that game?
No, you can. It's another game. You can.
Dolphins and Titans.
Hell yeah.
I'm on the under. 39 and a half, 40, whatever you want it. You taking the Fins, 3 and a hook?
Yes, sir. 4-1-1 ATS on the road. 5-2 ATS last 7 against the Titans. 6-1-1 ATS last 8 overall. And 5-1-1 ATS last 7 as a road dog.
Okay.
Give me fucking Dolphins money line, too.
Okay. Anyone else on that one?
Go ahead, Nick.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins 3 in the hook here. Dolphins have been rolling. Let's go.
I think Howard can stop A.J. Brown. That's my main reasoning here.
There you go. Yeah, I like that.
If you stop A.J. Brown, like that's sure. The only thing that turned around that game.
That's a good point.
Right?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. And Titans' O-line is still, they still got issues.
Yeah. Rams are up to 4.5 favorites on the road in Baltimore. I took it on Sunday at 3, but I'd lay the 4.5.
Yeah. Rams, 4-0 ATS last 4. Favorite in this matchup, 4-1 ATS last 5.
Broncos, Chargers, the line is 6.5. Chargers are the fave. No thanks.
If I didn't swear off the Chargers for the rest of the season, this does feel like a spot where the Chargers might get right.
Bounce back, yeah.
Yeah. But
or Denver could just run it every play. They won't.
No. They got Drew Lock slinging, dude.
But they could just run it every play. Texans are at the 49ers. The line is 12.5. Good on this one. With the Jimmy G injury, fighting Dave's will fight. I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, I'm good. Do it, Mitt. Do it. Mitt.
I mean,
do
it. Do dude, it, I loved do it. Dougie Mills all the way up until I heard him actually be interviewed, and I realized I would like to put that dude in the locker. So I'm going to take San Francisco minus the 12.5.
What?
Nick, I don't know if you're responsible for this on this show, but will you strike that from the record, please?
Eliminated.
That was unbelievable. Jeez. What just happened.
You can't
say what? That. Why can I not say that?
You can't say
you can't
that.
Say what you just said.
Nope.
Jeez. Do we have to end the show?
I stand by. I
probably got taken down.
The show's probably done.
I stand by. We'll just keep doing it. I don't think what I said was wrong.
Okay, we'll just keep going just in case we're still on air.
Yeah.
Cardinals feels like a lot of points are 6-point dogs in Dallas.
Oof.
Stay away.
Fuck it. The Cowboys have been covering the shit out of the spread this year. I'm taking the Cowboys in Jerry World. Let's go.
I like the Cowboys here, too.
Okay.
There we go.
Where is this game at?
Jerry World, baby.
I was looking on the – for betting purposes.
Oh.
Panthers, 6.5-point dogs in New Orleans.
This fucking slate.
I'm going to take the under 39.5 in this one.
There are no meaningful games.
What do you mean no meaningful game? Meaningful games?
What game has playoff implications other than the Browns, Steelers, Monday night, and...
Raiders, Colts.
Titans, Dolphins. Rams, Ravens.
Eagles, football team. Anything else, Matt? Broncos, Chargers.
That game does not have playoff implications.
Yeah, it does. Chargers are still in it.
Massive.
Come on.
Don't be an asshole, man.
Biggest game of the year.
After what you just did to Dougie Mills and now what is your problem, dude?
Sorry, I don't like looking at Detroit Lions versus the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, don't look at it, dude.
All right.
Who are you taking in that one? Well, I'm going to take nobody.
Take the Lions, dude. The Lions have been covering fucking machines this year.
They have been.
They are. 10-5. I'm going to stay with them.
Give me the Seahawks one more time for a slow death.
Okay. Love that.
6.5. Thank you. Thank you.
Good for you.
Very slow, painful death once again.
Yeah. And then Sunday night, Vikings are 7-point dogs in Lambeau.
Packers, -6.5. Come on. Rodgers knows they got to start burying teams.
I'm going to just watch Sunday night.
You put your feet up.
Yeah, put my feet up.
It's not a bad move on Sunday night.
Monday night's going to be very stressful, so I'm just going to put my feet up on Sunday
night. That's the gift of the weekend, my friend.
I'm going to cry when he runs out of the tunnel.
At the stadium?
I don't. Doesn't look like.
Whoa. Steelers plus 3.5 is fucking free money, dude.
Don't we get the hook now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so, man. I need that one. Fucking need that one, man. All right.
Tony, are you going to come to work on Tuesday if they lose?
I don't know.
Are you going to be alive on Tuesday if they lose?
If they lose Monday night, I'll probably take 4 to 5 COVID tests that night to see if maybe I could get a positive.
Smart.
I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. NHL tonight?
Big slate.
Wow. Big slate.
Medium slate.
Medium slate.
Medium big slate.
Medium rare slate.
A large medium slate.
Okay.
Average size.
What are we looking at?
We are looking at, let me open up.
Oh, that's a big one in Florida.
There is a big one in Florida. Let's start with that. Florida Panthers at home against the Lightning. Florida Panthers are very good at home. Unfortunately, Bob played last night.
Oh, no.
So Spencer Knight is in tonight. Fortunately for the Panthers, it looks like Maxime Lagesse maybe tonight.
Oh, really?
I don't think we're getting Vasilevskiy. Oh, if we're getting Vasilevskiy, I would roll with Tampa. But if not, if we just get Lagesse, I'm going to go with the Florida Panthers at home, -152.
Okay, so we've got a goalie bet.
GB.
Goalie asterisk bet.
Goalie asterisk GB. Bet.
Nashville. Going into Columbus, Nashville had like a 6 or 7 game win streak going into the break before they shut things down. They lost to the Capitals last night, but they were down 3-0, tied it up. I like them to go into Columbus and win. They're -115 on the money line.
Okay.
I also don't hate taking them -1.5 on the puck line here at +205.
Ooh, really?
I think that's good value. I'll probably just stick with them on the money line, but if you're feeling frisky, that puck line's good value.
Big Fred's guy.
Playing better.
Big Fritz.
Playing better.
They're on a fucking streak, dude.
Montreal and Carolina. Here we see another one of the infamous 2.5 puck line spreads.
Jesus.
Yeah, give me that.
I think I'm going to take that, too. I think I'm going to go.
+2.5 at -140.
I think I'm going to go -2.5 with Carolina.
Wow.
But again, we don't know who's playing, so we're really just shooting in the dark here.
Gumpy sees the 2.5 and says, give me the plus.
Yeah.
Well, Gumpy has a lot of faith in Samuel Montembeault.
Who? Is that the goalie?
That's the starting goalie for the Montreal Canadiens.
Montembeault?
Where's Jake Allen?
He's got the night off.
What's this guy's record?
Montembeault? I don't know, to be honest.
Did Mitch just say... What's his name? Jakob Montembeault?
I was taking a guess that he has not started a game yet.
No, I've seen his name before.
Canadiens. Sam Montembeault?
Yeah.
What's his goals against?
Okay, here we go. His win-loss is 1-4-2.
Ooh, okay.
His goals against is .383, which goals against doesn't necessarily – that's not the most important one. It's the save percentage that you want. His save percentage
870.
Is right in that meaty part of the shit staying .892. So anything below 900 isn't – yeah.
We'll see, though.
And it looks like Antti Raanta going for the Canes. So give me the Canes -2.5.
I'll stand by my +2.5.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Kraken at home, dude.
Ooh.
The Kraken.
This line's moving.
At home against the Flames. Give me the Flames. Okay. Calgary Flames -184 on the money line. Islanders at home against the Sabres. Sabres just played last night. I'm going to take the Islanders in regulation. Money line regulation is -140 for the Islanders. And then I'm not going to touch the Flyers and Sharks. So that leaves us with the Vancouver Canucks.
Cougs are playing again tonight?
After a comeback win going on the road to the LA Kings. Canucks are +116 money line. Gumpy, we know what needs to be done here. We ride with the Canucks.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Fucking Cougs is a dog.
You ride the streak till it's over.
Cougs is a dog. That's what you do. About?
And it's not like there was any travel. They played Anaheim. Now they play LA.
No, zero.
Maybe stopped at Disneyland today and now they're going to go play some puck.
Plus the legs are fresh. They've been fucking off for a week or two.
I'm not worried.
Cougs.
Kings just got boat raced by the Knights.
Is Buffalo Bob still coaching there?
Barbecue Bruce?
Barbecue Bruce still coaching?
You show some fucking respect. The guy's 6-0, dude.
He was an enemy of ours for a long time, okay?
He was, but, you know,
respect a good coach, my friend.
Okay.
Few and far between.
You're telling me, pal. Yeah. Hey, good luck on the ice tonight.
Good luck. Thank you. We're going to need it.
Man, are you playing NBA tonight or no?
Yeah, I got skunked last night, so.
It's a shame.
Hey. No, that boost hit, dude.
All the boosts hit.
Yeah, actually, two boosts hit, but every pick I gave out actually didn't fucking hit.
Here's what I will say about that, you know? On a gambling show, you either want to be really, really hot or really, really cold so that the people know to go with you or go against you. If you're even Steven all the time, the people don't know what to do.
Yeah, and it's also just losing the juice, and that's the worst. That's actually the worst feeling of all time.
Hey, you're due tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm due, dude. Come
Let's
on.
Go. Let's go. All right, what do we got? What do we got?
We got the Cleveland Cavaliers Attaboy. Getting +3.5 at the Washington Wizards, Attaboy. And we got the Golden State Warriors -5.5 at the Denver Nuggets.
Okay.
Two of the most mitt-played teams of all time this year.
Consistent. It's consistent.
Yeah, you love teams. You love certain teams.
He's consistent.
Yeah, I love the teams that usually cover the spread, and these two teams, for the most part of the season, have been the best at that.
Okay. And that's who you're taking tonight.
And that's who I'm taking. I'm keeping it simple. I'm going back to my roots, and I'm taking the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors.
And I'll have the NBA picks for the new year.
Yeah, Merry New Year.
And college basketball. What do we got for college basketball tonight?
College basketball, another nice slate for the lads.
Oh, really? A nice slate.
Yeah, it is a nice slate.
Juicy?
One game got canceled, Cal Poly, unfortunately.
That's a shame.
App State money line over the Raysian Cajuns.
Oh, really? That's a bowl game matchup.
Raysian Cajuns, 1-4-1 ATS last six as a dog. Mountaineers, 9-4 ATS their last 13 home games.
Okay.
Michigan, -2.5 at UCF. Michigan, 10-3 ATS last 13 as a road favorite. Knights, 1-5 ATS last six home games.
Okay.
Fordham +2.5 at LaSalle.
Love Fordham.
Rams covered 4 straight. 4-1 ATS last 5 as a dog. The Explorers, on the other hand, 5-11-1 ATS last 17 games.
Okay.
The Battle of the Dakotas.
Ooh.
South Dakota State money line at North Dakota State.
Okay.
Bison have covered 1 of their last 10 home games and 2 of their last 9 overall. South Alabama money line at Texas Arlington. South Alabama 7-2 ATS this year. Road team in this matchup has 1-5-6.
Okay.
And now.
Now we go. Squad of the year.
The team.
Okay.
Utah Valley catching 1.5 at home against Abilene Christian. Utah Valley covered 4 out of 5, 7-2 ATS this year. Weber State catching 2.5 at Montana State. Wildcats 5-2 ATS last 7 road games. Bobcats have covered 2 of their last 9 home games. And to finish it off, CS Bakersfield. CS Bakersfield.
Cal State Bakersfield.
Money line over Cal State.
Okay, really?
CS Bakersfield has covered 3 of 4 on the road. The Roadrunners have not covered in 4. And you can go back as far as 30 home games to find them only covering 8 times.
Really?
That is CS Bakersfield money line over Cal State.
So we're going against the Meep Meeps.
Or we're on the Titans.
We're going against the Meep Meeps.
That's not the real Meep Meeps.
I know.
Tighten up, dude.
That's CS Bakersfield.
Is that an author?
No, that was R.L. Stein.
C.J. Rawlings.
It wasn't C.J. Rawlings. R.L. Stein's still going.
R.J. Rawlings.
That's not what it is. Nick, who's he trying to say?
Rawlings. The dude that wrote Harry Potter.
J.K.
Seth Rawlings, J.K. the wrestler? Rawlings.
There it is.
I knew that.
C.S. Rawlings, dude. Fucking read a book sometime.
Jesus, myth.
If it's not a picture book, I can't do it, Tony.
Smart. Smart.
You think I'm kidding? I actually couldn't read Harry Potter.
La Liga tomorrow?
Yes.
Valencia money line over Espanyol. Valencia 1-3 straight. Haven't lost in 7.
They've been hot.
These games could get canceled, so I will throw them out there now. Saturday, Tottenham Spurs money line at Watford.
Woo!
If you're feeling frisky, Spurs money line with Harry Kane anytime goal scorer. He's banging goals in for fun right now.
Attaboy.
West Ham draw no bet at Palace. West Ham appears to be back. And then you go to Sunday. Aston Villa draw no bet at Brentford. Everton draw no bet at Brighton. La Liga on Sunday. Real Sociedad draw no bet at Alaves. Barcelona, for some reason, again, moneyline over Mallorca. And Sevilla, who's been playing really well, moneyline over Cadiz.
Hey, good luck.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, man.
Happy New Year, Tom.
Happy New Year to you, man.
His fucking allergies have fucking fried his brain.
Yeah, but he's grown a new one, he said, so.
The brain?
Yeah.
He's
regenerating?
How old are you, Mitt?
I'm 23.
You got the rest of this year. You can't repair brain cells after 23. That's actually a fact.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, so you better fucking... I'm fucked. You got 2022 to figure it out, kid, because after that, there ain't no coming back.
I ain't got no brain cells.
I didn't know this. Hey, fun fact, Mitt, J.K. Rowling's also not a man.
Bingo. What? J.K. Rowling's not a man.
Happy New... Is this my camera, Mitt?
Yep.
Everyone who's listening and watching, Happy New Year to you and your family. It's been a great year for us, huh?
Has been.
Been a good year. Jesus. That's on me.
You gotta have that.
I wasn't ready for it.
You gotta have that. Good whistle.
Good whistle. I mean, you fucking whipped it at me from 5 feet away. It's fine.
You were ready. You looked ready.
I wasn't.
You looked ready.
I wasn't.
You did look ready.
I'm trying to watch the replay to see if I wasn't ready.
You were ready.
Happy New Year.
Wear gloves.
It's been an incredible year.
Incredible year.
We can't appreciate.
Can't thank you enough. Can't appreciate you enough.
Can't. Yeah, that's honesty from you too.
That's from me.
I know.
That's from me.
I say the same.
You know, this going every day on this show, I feel like there's been a lot more support on the internet than before. Mm-hmm. So I would like to say that I appreciate, you know, when we go on a bad run or a schneid, a lot of people just kind of, you know.
That's going to happen.
It happens. As before, when we were first starting out, you had a bad day. People come for your throat. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. I appreciate the goodwill.
Yeah. Who is this guy? His heart grew 10 sizes. I love it.
Make sure we clip that. Put that as the fucking intro, dude.
I will. Thank you. Of course.
That is real, though. You make a lot of enemies doing this, but you also get a lot more love, and you make a lot of friends along the way. And that's what it's all about.
Yes, this is awesome.
It's a loyal bunch out there.
This is nice.
It's a loyal bunch out there.
I just love everybody.
Maybe I've just blocked everybody who pissed me off.
Could be that, too. We can't thank you guys enough. Stay tuned for tomorrow. We're not sure what's going on with us. But if not, we'll see you on Monday. Breakdown Monday.
Don.
As always, good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Don.